Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were taught that death is not ceasing to exist. It is the separation of the spirit from the body. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
There are many, and there are people in other denominations called Christian denominations. Could be Christian, wouldn't be Christ-like. But they speak of death, and they'll say, okay, getting saved is not your choice. A person dies. You can talk to him all day long, and he's not going to respond. See, he's dead. Well, see, when you're spiritually dead, you can't respond. That's why God has to elect you. That's why God has to really move you at his time, and then you'll be truly saved. If God has elected you, you can't be saved. But you see the baloney in that, and I don't know that baloney is a great word, but it matches it in my mind, is that they look at death as ceasing to exist, no life. But that's not what death meant. The word death in originally and in its etymology means separation. When your body dies, the spirit separates from the body. The spirit does not cease. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I believe it's verse 7, says that he goes back to the God who gave it. Now that spirit, if it's without Christ, goes to hell, but that spirit, if it is in Christ, it goes to heaven. The Bible tells us that. The dust to dust. Yeah, the body. The soul, it's there. It's in the ground. There's no action there. But that spirit, if you look at the illustration, several illustrations, there is Elijah and Moses talking to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Their bodies didn't come out of the grave, and Elijah was never in a grave. Now, they came up. They had to, it wasn't the bodies they had on earth, and yet they were known. They knew it was Moses. They knew it was Elijah. Not the bodies. Those bodies were in the graves. Those bodies were taken away. In hell, the rich man saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. But listen. Both the rich man and Lazarus had been buried. That wasn't the body. Their body, if you went back to the tomb in those days where those guys were buried, you would have found Lazarus in the tomb. You would have found, in whatever tomb he was in, the rich man there. His body would be there. But you see, in hell, they're clothed with a body that is able to feel the pain, the torment, and everything else that a body would feel. And in heaven, the paradise, in the third heaven, you're able to feel everything a human body would feel, in the joy and the peace and the goodness, beholding the eyes of God, the face of God, in his presence. And so, we see it in Revelation 6, they're the souls of those that were persecuted and then put to death for the cause of Christ and his word. They're there saying, oh Lord, how long holding true? Now, if those souls are asleep like some teach, what? How could that be? When the Bible says they were put to death for those things. When the Moses and Elijah come back, when there's a rich man Lazarus talking, don't say, well, those are just parables. No, they're not their truth. Even in the there, when that story is given in Luke about the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus used a proper name, Lazarus. Back in that day, when you did parables, you did not use a proper name. You do things like you'd say a certain man. And he might say he saw, like the, in the other parable, and he saw a publican on the way, but doesn't give a name for the publican, doesn't give a name for the Samaritan, the good Samaritan. And so those aren't named, but when somebody is actually named, then it's not a parable. It is a true story. The parable was to illustrate a truth, but this is a true story. And so, you know, if you know religions say, if you are not predestined to go to heaven, then you're going to go straight to hell. No, they don't know their Bible. All they know is what John Calvin and then the Catholics before that, Augustine, and then before Augustine in the Israelite among much of those who were writing for them, you might say, the rabbis and other their scholars who thought they were the only ones chosen to go to heaven. Now, and you could go on back in other religions. Augustine admitted he got his idea of election from the Greek mythology that he believed in till he got converted and was converted to a Catholicism and became a head of the church in time. Now, so again, understand that as a saved person, you have a spirit that'll live forever. But you also need to understand that your spirit will be accountable before God. And it'll have a body then. Now, so God and his sovereignty, why? He made man in his own image that he might have fellowship with man. We were made for his glory. And so now, as a result of that, we have choices we can make as a free-willed spirit. We make that. So in the sovereignty of God, he has right to do whatever he wants with that which is his, and his is not to interfere, because then that would destroy the original purpose of man come to a point where he'd be justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, receiving him as Savior, and dwell with him in fellowship forever and ever. So, when you look at it from that way, it's an idea of the sovereignty of God. Now, let's move further with that. Jesus had a human body and a human spirit, but until then, he was always a spirit in heaven. And if he's not saved, of course, then he goes to hell, a person without Christ. The devil and his angels? Well, you think about that regarding your own statement, which was, God is sovereign within the construct. He allows us to make choices that would stop all the bad choices, or he could, in his sovereignty, stop all the bad choices because he's sovereign. Well, by right, by power, he could do that. He really could. But if he did, then we would actually make no real choices. And so our love would not be a true and real love for him. He has wisdom to work to the effect of all of our choices for good and for his own purposes. He retains control, and he has predetermined the outcome when Jesus is going to come back and set up his eternal kingdom after the millennial kingdom. But within that construct, he allows a genuine free will, which necessitates in this life suffering and evil. Because Satan rebelled, men inherited the sin nature, and they continue in it. So I must answer and say, God is not the author of sin and evil. Psalm 145, 17 is clear that God is righteous in all of his ways and holy in all his works. He would not be righteous or holy if he created man to sin and the angels to fall. They did by choices because they're spirits. Men inherited a sin nature, Not by choice, they inherited one after Adam and Eve had sinned, but they do make choices. One of those choices, they don't receive Christ, they don't seek God. But God doesn't cause him to make wrong choices. Man does that because he's got a free will, because he's made in the image of God. So keep this in mind. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That word do in the Greek can be, depending on the context, it can mean I can do, I can be, I can endure all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, God entrusts to you to carry out, according to his word, for his glory, his will for your life. But with our best intentions, we must realize we still have an old nature. And the warning from God is, be not deceived. Therefore, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we are to trust the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That is a directive for our own free will to choose and to follow. So again, when we look at those things, we realize that we have responsibility before God to make choices that bring honor and glory to his great and wonderful name. Now, I have one that is very short, and it's very simple. And really, most of you would say, well, man, that wasn't even worth answering. But I just want to make it that. I've got other ones here, but I want to try to close up here in just a few moments on this section and then go on to other questions. This one says, hi, Andy. I like that when a listener thinks, okay, I've been listening to them on the radio, or I've been listening to them live stream or however, and so they feel like they know you, and so they call you by first name. A lot of people say, that's so disrespectful. No, I just want to respect God most of all, and I, you know, whether I do that or not towards someone, you know, I know some godly men, and I don't go up and call them by their first names. So don't let that bother you. And I'm inserting that for this listener's sake, that nobody would feel bad towards this listener. Could you read Isaiah 2, the passage about the east? Do you think maybe this is America? It's talking about the Israelis who have relocated themselves to another country, to the east. Reading through the rest sounds like America.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.